culture, and I think that we are
good. Blog Talk Radio.
I think we are good. We need to like talk to people, right? Because we kind of understand it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm a bad rapper.
Right.
You was in media.
Mm-hmm.
And before we met each other, you was doing you, I was doing me. And
right.
Then, you know what I'm saying, like that. So I think, what's going on, y'all? What's going on? Kevin Harris said, hey, yo, dude.
What's up?
About the roll. Yo, man, what's up, man? We trying to get a couple more y'all on, man. We about to... Y'all already know what I'm probably about to say, but, Kev, what's up with you, baby? Call in, though, man. If y'all want to talk about this, talk about it. I'm going to break it down. I wanted to put bar for bar and Warren Rita. That's what I wanted to
Is
do.
Is this the right email?
4-4.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so.
I wanted to put Smoke Tez for your boy. Oh, man, I'm going to smoke him. I wanted to do bar for bar. You know, there's a lot of things to what?
To this blog talk.
This is your blog talk.
I know. I don't remember the password, though, that I wanted to do the...
Wow.
I don't know. Wait, let me try something else.
It doesn't... We got this shit on here.
I know, but I was just going to control, like... Because you know I wanted to drop a
it's
bunch
okay.
of Don DeMarcos
it's okay.
and shit.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You don't got to do all of that.
But it's
I thought she wasn't having petty.
I'm not being petty, but I like Don DeMarcos. I like the fact that I could use the button. I would have pressed that shit.
All right. I mean, I don't think y'all missed nothing. If y'all didn't miss, if y'all
let's catch
up.
We ain't talking about
y'all know that hip hop is real. Just dropped the footage of Anwar and Chess. They were going back and forth and all of that. And and then what was it? Part two. And then like
part
what
two.
Was it? Part one when his wife
Rita,
as they say, was whatever. But you know, I got my own. My thoughts and all of that. So, all right, so boom, and let's just get into it.
Let's get into it.
Little shot. All right, boom. So, listen, I'm in the bed yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Niggas are chilling. Ty just got over and all that shit. You hear me? Boom, like that. So, it was crazy because I'm on caffeine and Anwar and Rita is going live, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching this other joint. And I'm just like, yo. I type in the caffeine joint. I'm like, yo, why you let Chess talk to you like that, bro?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he like, he was like, man, you know, we were just having fun and all that shit. I'm just like, all right, I never finished watching the whole thing. I just seen him coming at his cargoes. And we're going to talk about the cargoes and all that shit, too. Easy and do I fuck with y'all. Dude, don't ever let another dude stand behind you like that. We about to talk about all that. You dig what I'm saying? So, all right. So, as I finished today, this morning I'm at work, I actually watched the whole video, and I'm like,
sorry.
What are you supposed to be doing the show with
I know,
me?
But I'm paying attention to the comments.
The comments is right here, on the screen.
I'm never
babe.
On that. I'm always right here. Go ahead, finish telling the story.
So, do you want to, like, talk too, or no?
No, I'm talking, but I'm doing both. Keep talking.
God damn. God. You know what I'm saying? Like, the comments is there. The audience is
hey,
there.
Talk to
the
them.
The audience wants you to talk,
talk
too.
To them. I am talking. I'm listening. Guys. I'm listening to your story.
Listen,
go ahead.
Man, I'm acting crazy.
Go ahead, man.
So, listen, right? So, I'm like, all right, hold on. One, how did we get here? How did we get here to the Anwar and Chess argument? How you know?
I don't.
How did that happen?
I don't know how that happened. I don't know how... why they would be in a situation like that. So
how did I even get there for Chess to start? First of all, bro, you was wearing some cargo. Them joints was a little baggy. The cargos was baggy. In the sneakers. Don't listen to the comments, Rita. You don't need to explain. And the sneaker, I know Chess just kept coming at the sneakers. Now I was trying to zoom in on the sneaker. I'm like, what sneakers is those? Like, why is he like?
Oh yeah, I heard. I seen somebody comment
like,
about
he
the
like,
Nikes.
Yeah, because he like when I look at them, I be like something. He be like, I be like, we go. He be like, we go hard.
I know.
And I be like, what type of Jones he got on? So then I'm just like, hold up. First of all, why is we getting like? Why is this Philly nigga getting flamed by NY niggas?
It's always about Philly, y'all.
one. Like, and why? Because it's only two of us out. It's only two of them out there. It's Anwar and Rita, right? So y'all gotta carry yourself as you mean. Y'all got a whole city that's just like, you know, y'all the spotlight of the city. Y'all can't make shit all fucked up and all of that shit. So, for you mean, why is we liking? Why is Chess coming at you crazy? And then he don't even really have no comeback. It was no come because he really couldn't because he know his swag was like, oh, that joint was shitty.
He was a little shaken. He was drunk, but he was dead serious. Like his face.
But
he wasn't
drunk before he put that lay on, dog. He knew what lay he was about to be on.
I was about to say, what lay means?
It's the fit. you shouldn't even have came out shot in that fit, bro. That fit was so trash, bro. And you know what I'm saying? Rita take blame in that too, cause you know the nigga was coming outside like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you was supposed to be like, oh, we not about to go to a battle rap event where, you know, niggas is gonna try their best to look their best so we act like that they really getting the money that they rapping about. You dig what I'm saying? So you not about to come out in no green cargoes. Some baggy cargo joint. You dig me? And then I think he had some blue sneakers on. I think they was blue, babe.
You know I like color blocking.
No, that's not.
I didn't see the Nikes, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't really absorb what Anwar was wearing. So I don't, you know what I mean? But I don't think that he should have been outside arguing with any of the battlers.
However it happened. No, I mean, that's fine because he want to be in the mix. So you can have a disagreement with him.
Yeah. But I mean once the cameras would have started rolling, I think it would have been best if he would have, like, not.
He couldn't because a nigga said.
He was talking.
Because listen, I don't know how other motherfuckers is. Yo, battle rap track, wish y'all what you want. Listen, I don't know how other motherfuckers is, but it's like, yo, when niggas is bitten on you, we call, like, coming at, like, roasting. We call it in Philly, we say bitten. Like, so when niggas is bitten on you, you have to bid back. Even if you got green camos on and blue sneakers, you got to find some way to bid. It's just embedded in us.
Low-key,
like,
Nino23 said, I think those were the forest camo-looking Maxes.
Okay. Well, I got to look at them again, but he still shouldn't have did that either.
Somebody going to say, Anwar, I'm sorry, let me get your name right. Elijah, the graffiti.
He said, Award Mad Corny and hitting him. No, man, we ain't going to put that on him.
And he said, Anwar had on the Air Granddad.
Anwar had on the Air Granddad 98 song. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I think Anwar's that old.
No, he got to be like 40.
You think he's 40?
The way he dresses, he's 40.
Oh, he dresses like a teacher, though.
He dresses like he's like, man.
Like,
he
very casual.
He
very
had,
Gap. Very Gap.
Very Gap meatish, Value City-ish.
Value City? What's that?
You never heard of Value City?
No. What is Value City?
Oh, man, I forgot. You from NYC. Listen, Value City, back in the day, it used to be popping. They used to have all this shit.
Okay.
It was like a bootleg, like TJ Maxx.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, we used to go in that joint.
So you could find something. You could find little pieces in there here and there.
You might find a little something. Value City out my way. Oh, see, look. Yo, man, like, yo, for real. Value City used to be the shit back in the day. Man, they stop playing. Listen, I'm from that era, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm from that era, from the Value City era. I come in with a pair of shoes. I switch the shoes, throw it in the box. You can do that shit at Value City.
I remember
City.
Conway. Now, Conway's
yeah,
very good.
All right, so Value
we
City, Conway.
That was on Fordham.
It's the same
right, you go in there for
it's
a little knick-knack
shit.
Here and there.
Shit.
Trying to save a little dollar, but still
shit. Yo, right. Somebody said Value City was the shit, though. Value City was the shit, though, dog. Mm-hmm. You never say, all right, well, fuck it, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I am.
So, yeah. So, he, all right. So, Old Navy-ish meet Value City. It's
okay.
Cool because when I look at
him. I had
Anwar,
to bring him down lower than the gap.
Listen, yeah, because, like, listen, but listen, when I look at the nigga, I see that. I'm like, all right, he's a, you dig what I'm saying? All right, going like that. So, all right. Now we got Chess. It's just bombing on you.
Just bombing on you.
Yeah,
that was...
You like, all right, boy, talk your shit and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it was violent.
And then in the midst
I
of...
Like
listen,
like
and these niggas be violent. I ain't gonna even hit my man, girl. I can't hit your mom when I hit your mom. But, hey, yo, I wasn't gonna even say that.
Is
yo,
that was being, that's
yeah,
what was
yeah,
being
yeah,
said?
It was somebody bit, and they was like, Anwar Cornball, Henny Man Pride, such and such and such. And you know, but I was like, we ain't gonna put that on. I mean, we already know.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, like, you mean, like, so, So, man, what the fuck I was saying, dog, and all that. So, yeah, so why you city ball? And all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so yeah, so listen. So, all right, so listen. So, y'all niggas is arguing. You letting this nigga bomb on you, dog. And then instead of going at this nigga, instead of going, because that's where it took an epic turn at. He was stuck. He didn't know what to do because his chest. You dig what I'm saying? His
and
chest,
he was washed. He was drunk.
But that's when you really be bombing.
Some people
on
can't
shit.
Do it. Some people can't do it. Some people freeze up
it's
when
like,
they're drunk.
If I'm on and drunk,
the jokes
don't
be coming out
say about
the
me.
Way they
want to
come out.
You,
sometimes, when they, but they were inebriated. Like I seen two people on camera that. Let me just put this out there. If oh I God, had that shit, if I filmed that with my camera, I would have never put that out on my channel. I would have never put that out. Like, that's how drunk they were.
Right? So, all right. So, I just think that he just don't have the art form of bidding. Because some people is born to bid. Like,
right.
If you say something to me, I can make a joint right back at boom, boom.
Right.
And then we can just keep going back and back. You
that
know what
makes
I'm
a good battle rapper.
Right. Some people don't have that. It take you, but by the time you conform,
is that me? Is that me?
Huh?
Is that who I am?
Oh, you be snapping in this.
Oh,
all
right. Because sometimes I be stuck though,
you got better,
and
you
be happy
you got
when
better.
I be stuck.
Can
like,
I be on your ass? Can I be right on your ass? Got you. Ah, you. I got you. You be happy on your ass, dog. You know what I'm saying?
All
right, like,
go ahead.
Listen, yeah, he said hip hop is real, was wrong for putting it out, period. Fact. Listen, if the case was that he really said what he said, that he called and he knew that it was a bad look for him, and he was like, listen, this is going to be a bad look for me. Please take it. Don't put it out. And this nigga still put it out.
They would have never had to even make that call to us, though.
I'm out, though. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go.
Go ahead, babe.
That's. I agree with Battle Rap Trap, bro. That's some fuck nigga shit, bro. You dig what I'm saying? Not even on media purpose, right? It's on y'all on the same judging system for Ultimate Madness. I'm sure y'all in the same chat and all of that. Like, you really want like to see your
URL
like,
affiliated?
Like, if that's
really?
The case though, because we don't know, man.
It doesn't
and
matter. URL let these know. Niggas into so many events exclusively when nobody else could bring their fucking cameras in.
Well, then you already know.
Your obligation and your loyalty, number one, should be the URL. And knowing that Rita is a judge for a $25,000 bag, please. I would have never threw her under the bus like that. And that was throwing both of them under the bus.
I agree. You know what I mean?
Period.
All right. But see, how did we get there?
We got there because
he was choking up.
He didn't have anything
up to say the chest. So in a busing session, you don't give niggas props, bro. Mm-hmm. So this nigga starts off in a bus. The only thing he could say to them is, I'm battling two top tier niggas and a PG nigga in a crucible. The nigga that was, I mean, the boy, he was saying a little something, but his shit was ass, though. It was like, the boy who wasn't really saying nothing to you, you coming at him. You dig what I'm saying? Like,
Eric knows
back. Got baby back, so
wait.
Real,
Eric knows what says Knowledge had to get that heat off of him, and this was
yo, that,
it. you might be absolutely correct.
Ooh, you know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead and catch
he
that.
He said, here go Rita.
Yo, catch that. Yo,
here go Rita.
He got niggas sacrificing niggas. You hear me?
Woo.
Boom, get him out of there. You
niggas
mean,
read
geez.
That article
boom.
About that 115
yo,
million and
facts,
was like,
facts.
Anyone can go.
Yo, they like, oh, motherfuckers is making money. You know, listen, you know Knowledge, know he not coming back to be a judge. That was a sacrifice. You know what I mean? It's me and you. Get the fuck out of here. You out of here. Then he's like, bro, that nigga grown as hell arguing with a 20-year-old.
I felt that way.
Not, but she listened because when me and her was on the phone, she said that. She was like, why is that grown-ass man arguing with Chess anyway?
Yeah.
But I said this because we got to do objectively speaking as well, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I said this because if you're busting on me, I don't care if you my son. You start
right.
going at me. I'm bombing on you. 9, 10.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Because
it got to a point where he
like,
had
you,
to, like,
you
defend
gotta
himself
say, son, I ain't
as
about
a
to
man.
Let a nigga, like,
he,
and then Knowledge got the camera. We'll say, look at the week on her. Knowledge like this.
Yo.
Yo. Knowledge, he's like, look at this. He
bodied Anwar. You know what I mean? If we're going to look at it like that, he bodied him. He bodied him out there.
It
Anwar
all started
was,
as jokes, and it was really Anwar.
Because
yeah,
Anwar was drunk. Because Anwar was drunk.
Okay.
You know
well,
what I mean?
Listen, Trap,
when people
no.
are drunk,
Yo, if y'all not subscribed to Battle Rap Trap, go subscribe to Battle Rap Trap.
Yes, please
bro.
Do. That's
and all
fan.
Of that. He was there, so his word is definitely credible. You know what I'm saying? But knew they was too drunk. He said he was the one that was originally recording, but he knew that they was too drunk. But that's honorable, though. But see, I expect that from you, though, because we, you know what I'm saying? It's niggas that's
knowledge
cut from
TNT
different... It's niggas that's just cut from, you dig what I'm saying? Because we wasn't going to even talk about it, but we like,
nah,
fuck
we
it. We ain't, you know, we ain't coming, knock out a show. And I think that, you know, we like battle rap couple, and we kind of, like, we haven't been through that because it was like that. It was like, well, like, when me and her decided that this was about to be it, I'm like, you know, me, I'm just not one of them type of niggas. You can't be in these niggas' faces. You want to interview niggas, I need to know. You mean who you want? Cause it was at a time like when we first got together, you know, she was setting up interviews 1-2 in the morning. I said, what? I said, you dig what I'm saying? You dig what I'm saying? It's like that. You don't come at them because you know they come in with their own habits. So all you gotta do if you the nigga who you say you is,
when
you
he says them, he means women.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But you know what I'm saying? But you just gotta break them out the habits. So you know the first month I had to just see.
Well, definitely out of that habit because I was, you know, just doing my thing as media. You know, I built my relationships or whatever the case may be, and I wasn't under no lock and key prior to him. But when I entered the relationship, I already knew what I had to do. Like, it wasn't going to be the same way anymore. And I already knew that I would just have to carry myself differently because you just can't be so friendly with men. You know what I'm saying? And especially, this is not even like with battle rap. Even in the regular music industry, you can't really be so buddy-buddy, especially when you're in a relationship, because then people will spin it,
right,
and things like this will happen.
Perception is
a big part.
I tell her about perception all the time.
He pushed perception on me because I don't give a fuck about what y'all think.
I be like, all right, listen, you might be doing business at 1 or 2 in the morning. I see it. You want to set up an interview, but it's still with a dude, and mm-hmm. it got to be respectable hours.
Right. And I don't have a problem with
that.
I'm just telling you what I was like, listen, he was from the door letting me know
what
his boundaries were,
yeah,
and what he expected from me. You know what I'm
every
saying?
Every battle event we pull up to, I look at her and I say, what I say, babe?
Don't be in here drunk.
I'll be like, don't be in here drunk. Every joke, because I want you to know I'm not that type of boy. You dig what I'm saying?
But
so
I'm
we
not
about
like,
to not
I'm
go
not,
in here and be acting, even though I know you know now. I don't
mm-hmm.
got to keep telling you, but
right,
that's
right.
still me. I still just be like, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. such and such. Because you got to understand, when you media and you're in a relationship, people don't know the balance of the two.
Yeah, that's true.
I tell her, I be like, yo, you my girl first.
Right.
You represent me first,
mm-hmm.
before media come along. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I'm me, and not even in battle rap. I'm talking outside. Every time we have a conversation, I'll be like, yo, I'm him for real. You know, I'll be in wrong and all that. But I'm talking about what's outside of battle rap. Like,
mm-hmm.
you represent me, cuz. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then after you represent me, then you represent the platform. You dig what
oh,
I'm saying?
Actually, like, Fly Music, we can address that. No, not like that Twerk battle. Absolutely not, because what Twerk did when he was in that battle was try to spin the narrative. So it's not the same thing. In a battle, I have to shut up. You know what I'm saying? I'll honor the battlers while they're battling, because I could have got nasty. You know what I'm saying? I'm a very disrespectful person, and I'm with the shit. I believe in violence. But when the battle is a battling, I respect that. He doesn't want me acting ratchet anyway, because like he said, I represent him. That's not the same motherfucking situation. I interview people. I've interviewed people for Rap Grid, and I've never given off those vibes, sweetheart. I'm sorry. Even though, like, I feel like she was just drunk and it just looks bad, I don't feel like she's out there, like, fast, being fast or anything like that. I just feel like the perception, she's just, like, drunk, and we've never seen her in this unprofessional, like, oh man, you know what I'm saying? Like, pull the curtains back, as they say with the Wiz, like, you don't never want to meet the Wiz. It's like we see like Rita uncovered, and nobody really needed to see that.
But I am going to address what Fly Music said, like the Twerk battle. I agree with her. It wasn't like that, but the
mm-hmm.
perception of that battle
right.
was, for me, is the way she looked.
What? Wait, why is you even going into details over the way I look?
I'm about to, let me explain, because it's 16 memes out there of the way you look, but that was everybody's perception.
But my face was a straight poker face.
But it don't matter, though, because you wasn't out in the spotlight. When you're in the spotlight, now people can perceive what that look meant. And being that people was throwing memes on it, now niggas was looking like, such and such. I even told you, I said, yo, that look was a little, like, out of pocket. But I understood, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But I'm just
all,
like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it's
stink.
About, it's just about perception, dog. You dig what I'm saying? Like that. It's all about what you put out to what the fans is going to believe. Because if you have 100 people saying the same thing, the other 100 people who just tuned in might believe it because so many people is saying it. You dig what I'm saying? So,
right.
Let's touch
on one more difference real quick. Now, the difference between me and them is that they are brand fucking new, and they are, it does seem like they're a little cocky and they're feeling themselves or whatever the case. So every blogger is addressing this shit because of the things that Aaron Wall was saying about, you know, low-tier bloggers like responding off of whatever Chess said. Nobody covered my shit but one fucking dickhead, and we know why they covered it, but it's respect. Like, people are gonna respect you and they're gonna nobody blogged about that like the way I'm trying to show the difference between how that was a battle and this is some TMZ outside, not really even battle rap related news that's coming out. Now, hip hop is real. They do shit like that.
You gotta kind of say it's battle rap.
Because of the people that's involved.
Exactly, so that's
but it's still not, there's no battle going on. They fucking roasting each other.
He was calling him low-tier media, as in the battle rap.
They was roasting each other. Once B-Magic said something like, your butt is on me.
We ain't there yet. We about to talk about that. I'm running this shit, cuz. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, dog, where I was here. So what do you say? All them blogs on Aaron Wall was unnecessary. No, it's not. You listen. It's not about it being unnecessary.
The low half of the Lord, what the hell?
It's everybody has a turn in battle rap. If you want to be in this industry or culture, if you will, then you want to get in. You can get in. You want to be big, then you can be big.
It can really happen. Sky's the limit.
But trust and believe, once you try to get to a spotlight, it's going to be a bunch of people trying to tear you the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? You got to have a turn. Everybody that's in battle rap has a turn. You know what I'm saying? Somebody trusted somebody who they wasn't supposed to trust. Somebody says something. Rumors get brought up. Blah, blah, blah. Y'all already see how this shit is, man. This shit's a mess. Dog. That's why I be trying to stay to myself. I stay with the niggas who I fuck with. Nobody knows nothing about me. That's why in all my battles, all y'all hear is about her. I mean, because nobody knows nothing about me. Because I don't just be like, for what? Y'all niggas ain't giving me no paper.
Right.
You know what I mean? For y'all niggas to really be in, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, but,
to button up shortly,
he responded and was like,
leave Anwar's wardrobe
bro,
alone.
That nigga had.
He said he was in the office. Yeah,
okay,
he dresses
okay,
like
okay,
he works
okay.
in the office.
All right, well, if he in the office, we ain't gonna say no.
I feel like Anwar comes to battles like he's going to the office picking.
All right, so Anwar and Chess is arguing now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now B Magic is doing his little drop, right? Gonna be doing his little drop. And this is what I didn't like. Like, Rita, like, dips underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Comes up on the camera,
mm-hmm.
starts saying, you know, such and such and such. And mind you, Philly chicks is hard to contain.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, so, you mean, that nigga probably got issues. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to try harder, bro. You got to try harder. You know what I mean? Some shit got to get tightened up, you know, all that shit. But, you mean, I'm going to say something that's not applying to him, but I'm going to say something. Females only do to niggas what they know that they can do and what niggas will allow them to do. I'm not putting that on nobody. But from my personal experiences, you know, like, niggas that get ran over is because females know that they can run them over. When they know that they can't do certain shit, you see people, you see they females tighten the fuck up. You dig what I'm saying? Because none of that shit, it wouldn't happen with me, bro. It just wouldn't happen.
I think you're leaving out something essential.
All right, so let me finish. So she pops up. And then she said, I don't give a fuck what the boy talking about and all of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she waved it, the hair.
Mm-hmm.
If I was B-Magic, I'd be like, what? First of all, that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I know, let me see, she probably from like Southwest.
I don't know what that means.
She probably from Southwest. So she do that. I thought that was crazy because if I was on the other end, I'd have been mad. I was like, yo, sure, you gotta fall back. You gotta chill. So then, be mad, you say, you mean such a her fucking ass on her. But I think when he originally said, yo, your butt on me,
mm-hmm.
it sounded like he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying?
I agree.
Like, it did sound like he was playing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't think that she would have been that disrespectful, bro. The nigga was like 10 feet behind her, cuz. You dig what I'm saying? Like, she ain't gonna be that disrespectful. But the proximity of closeness was too uncomfortable for me. Cuz, first of all, what is you nigga drawing for? You don't know this nigga. One, you dig what I'm saying? Like, two, you being too Joe. Two, you dig me? Three, you shouldn't have put your motherfucking hair in a bald face because now you just gave a nigga an option to say something to you, which I'm gonna have to get involved anyway. You dig what I'm saying? That's three. Now, you mean four? It was just too close. It was too close, bro. Like, you playing in these motherfuckers' faces. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas don't give a fuck. These niggas don't give a fuck. You got some of these niggas who never get no pussy. You got some of these niggas who just, they don't care if you married or not. Bottom line. You dig what I'm saying? They don't care if you got a nigga or not. If they can understand or see just a little inch, they try and kick the door rent, and them niggas will try to hit, bro. That's just, niggas ain't shit, females ain't shit, niggas ain't shit, but you have to make yourself like niggas know to not try you. You know, like, it's a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like, It's an aura. Like, when a nigga got a good nigga, I mean, when a girl got a good nigga and they walk in a situation
mm-hmm.
somewhere, you just know she took it, or you know, like, don't try her, or yo, she got a stinky little attitude or something like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
you, presence, there you go. Thank you. It's your presence. If you have a stern presence, I'm with my nigga with the mean face, non-approachable, there you go. See, I like that. Now, you mean, like, it's we all have it. I mean, who's the males in here? You know, when we go to the club or whatever, and you need to try and bag something, we go, it's like a radar. We just, no, I mean, she probably gonna be a little stink. Yo, she would like two, three girls. You know, her girlfriend's about to be drawn. You didn't want to say this, like you can tell. And then you aim, pick, and you shoot. So now it's like, she don't really give off that vibe, though. I'm not saying she does, because every time that I have been around her, I don't think she gave up that vibe either. But again, we're talking about perception. What is the world seeing right now? Hollywood shot, right? One, let me ask you a question then. Would you allow your girl, your wife, not even your girl, would you allow your wife to be Joe with another man? Like, she had to go under this nigga arm, pop up, and tell this nigga to get the fuck. First of all, what? I would have been like, huh? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what? So then, but we not even, all right, so then it's like, all right, such and such, you put your butt on me and all that. Your reaction, first of all, you too close, but your reaction to that, even though she had a not bad reaction, but it was like, She should have just backed the fuck or moved forward. Like, oh, is this nigga being too Joe?
It was over at that point.
But
it was, oh, once he said that and it was on camera, it was over. It didn't matter.
Somebody said you barely knew that they was together based on how they showed the relationship. And that's from a fan. So imagine a fan just watching.
How is that and they have a show together?
Who's watching the fucking show?
But if they're not watching the show, they're just making a but this
but
is
that's
a part
a fan
of
that don't know them, though.
Right.
So you have to account. He's the perfect person that
mm-hmm.
we're talking about.
Okay.
The people that only follow Angry Fan or only follow Jay. First of all, they like, who the fuck is these niggas?
Mm-hmm.
One. So then, what if they don't go to the Anwar Rita channel? What if they just go to that video? His perception is, are they together? Why would a nigga even allow that? Why
okay,
would
so boom. I didn't know that they were married until the Hip Hop Is Real video came out with Avert, with that whole thing.
That was nasty.
That's when I found out they were married.
Right. I didn't know until then either.
So, yeah, absolutely. That's the mean, yeah, perception.
Right.
But even still, you know what I'm saying? We still got to be
Avert,
fucking grown-ups. I do get the perception point, and he has a point, and that's how the masses will view things. But I also understand the you can't control shit like that. You know what I mean? So the only thing you can control is yourself.
Oh, Battle Rap Trap said they not married. They together, though. Excuse me. I revamped
it.
I thought they were married.
I thought
they was married as well.
I thought they are they engaged?
Oh, so they're not married.
We can bring them on if they want to come on. We can go. They invited us over there, so we should go sit with them. So
that's
we should.
That
we should.
Changes a lot of situations, though, right?
What? Oh, because they're just a couple now. Because now they're not even with the whole ceremony. Because
now you know you get certain niggas to be like, I don't gotta respect that nigga.
But damn, would niggas go that hard to win?
Niggas do it all the time.
Yeah, I think they do have kids together. But we're going too deep.
Somebody said, is it his baby? No, we not. Like I said, we not.
Yeah,
so once the niggas say, yo, you're trying to put your butt on me, you got your butt on me, and he's just playing, would the right thing to not do would just move
what
up,
she had to do was though the only thing you had to do in this you gotta be like, nigga, don't ever try to play me in your motherfucker. Like the only thing to do was to bark on that nigga, like don't ever try to disrespect me on this motherfucking camera. That was the only thing she could have did to move that perception. She had to turn around and put her hands in his fucking face and be like, bitch,
and then even if you did that, then leave.
Then I would have been like, babe, this motherfucking nigga said I would have blew it up. Like, you're not going to have me looking crazy. I'm telling. Like, this nigga lying, the camera's rolling. Then I would have checked knowledge. But, you know what I'm saying? I stay away from motherfuckers.
No, she had to say something. The bull can't say, yo, you got your ass on me. And she just be like, huh, and then leave. Like, that would look crazy. She had to be like, yo, you tripping and all that.
Okay, I get what you're saying, Mr. Talent. He keeps on bringing up the fact that we're expecting too much from drunk people. And I understand that.
Uh-huh.
I understand. Like, people have been compromised with the drinking. I get it. But unfortunately, we're talking about the repercussions of when you're drunk. You know what I'm saying? And then you're in a certain light.
I can't give them all of that, bro. I can't give them all of that because it's like you gotta know, y'all both grown. Y'all gotta know when to hold them and y'all gotta know when.
It was her birthday weekend, niggas.
No, we not ruining it because that shit was out of pocket, dog. I don't care if it was your birthday or not. You would have did some shit like that.
I would have never did no shit like
crazy.
That. Turned down.
No, that's what I'm saying though. I don't care if it's your. You don't get no pass for acting.
The
joke
gang
it's your birthday.
Look, okay, so this is
and
another
then that
thing.
Part I want to. Yeah. What the?
I don't like the whole I'm in a battle rap group. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me,
you can't be fans in a battle rap
you
group.
Can't.
What the
that
fuck
would,
is that?
That would consist of you being cool with these people for years. For years, you just don't come and then you're on a champion platform and just be like, yeah, I'm NWX and I'm King
right.
Gang.
I guess it's
supposed to be cute in some sort of way, but since this is battle rap and everybody's so hardcore, it might come off a little corny. It might come off a little corny, so I understand how people are like, oh, you guys are biased. Oh, you guys are like groupies. Like, people are going to use those triggering words when you're doing shit like that.
Yo, then she said, I'm Cave Gang.
He's NWS.
And this nigga NWS, first of all, I don't understand it. One. Bro, I don't understand how you NWX, bro. Out of all the team, first of all, it's like this. All I ever wanted from Philadelphia media, if anybody in the media from Philadelphia got popping it on, is just to, you know.
Could y'all stop please saying you know the vibe? Stop it.
Look out, you know the vibe. Yo, look out for niggas in the city, bro. It's like, you see all the shit that you're repping NWX, you could be repping a Philly squad. You dig what I'm saying? Like, bro, you from, see, I'm
yeah,
gonna
I know he gonna get on that Philly shit.
No, I'm just mad because bro, you Joe is shit. We don't do that, bro.
Did Chet say that?
What?
She trying to get initiated?
Yeah, that's what Chet. Chess said, yo, Rock, she trying to get initiated. Yo, it's too, yo, bro. It would.
So look, listen, from a professional standpoint, it was just doing too much and it was all on camera. The camera can make you look crazy. The camera can make you look crazy. And then the other mixture of it that's fucked up is when you think niggas is your motherfucking friends.
Hey, Rock,
those motherfuckers ain't y'all's friends. I know y'all been going to the battles. I know you've been doing champion. I know you've been like, Jay Black has you around everybody, but do not be fooled. Like, niggas have known niggas for years.
Come on, so yeah, everything look nasty. Yo, this nigga said, yo, she wanted to get initiated. Bro, we would have had the rumble, dog.
Then she made it, she made us aware and said, Vibes, look.
Is that what she said?
She kept.
Oh, because
I think that's
she
her brand.
No, she thought, oh. Because
she's
okay.
Like, you know the vibes.
She got tricked.
What you mean?
She got tricked because when Chess was like, yo, Rock, she want to be initiated. Chess was on some petty shit.
Right.
Like, Rock, she trying to get initiated.
Right.
She on some drunk shit.
Right.
Joey shit, right. Thinking that she really mean, like, dubbed in shit. She like, you know the vibe.
Right.
To us, we like,
right.
We like, Don DeMarco.
Hey, Ashley. Make sure y'all go subscribe to Ashley's review. See, that's why I wanted the button ready. So many Don DeMarcos was jumping off.
Don DeMarco.
No, it's definitely trial and error. Like, this ain't even nothing. Like, this ain't even a drag. They're going to be fine.
This shit light.
It was a fucking moment. That's nothing compared to the shit I had.
I'm just clout daddy. So I'm going to talk about them niggas. Because if something happened to us, yo,
I'm punching bitches in the motherfucking face. Ain't nothing happening to us.
Shit happened. We was trolled like 4 days.
But that's trolling. That online shit, I don't respect that online shit. When bitches be trying to argue with me online, I'll be like, yeah. I'm going to see you in the event and you're not going to do nothing.
Let me say something about that low-tier. Listen, bro. Hey, yo, you is kind of new, bro. Like, you mean, like, you really can't be calling niggas crucibles or PGs.
Yeah, we
bro.
Say Anwar's
because you a PG of media, bro. You mean you coming up, but like you kind of the PG of the bro. We
PG media.
We got more subscribers than Anwar. We don't even vlog like that all the time. We just be you know. But the bar for bars is coming back. I know y'all niggas like yo that nigga be bullshit. I don't
He's
know bullshit.
Bullshitting.
No,
y'all.
I'm not.
He's
I'm actually
really
writing.
Like,
I'm writing for two people right now because I don't know who they're going to pass me. So I'm just, you know what I mean? Where, yo, he the PG. Yeah, he the PG.
Yes, we did speak on Ashley, and yes, we do think knowledge is wrong. I do think that was extra. Well, how you say, babe? He was drawn.
No, yeah, he was drawn.
Put that out.
So it's like, bro, you got to show respect. You got to show respect. You should always show respect. Have your opinion. Show respect. Don't never down talk the battle rappers because we are who you talk
what
about.
What the fuck
we
happened to integrity?
Job. We are the job. But it's not even integrity because Piperboy has his way. Battle Truth has their everybody has their way.
Mm-hmm.
You mean, and everybody don't like everybody.
Right.
Henny Man, Trap, he got his way.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? And everybody don't agree with everybody. But what I'm saying is that is, this king nigga is real queen like when he's what do you say? What that real track? Cortez gotta go. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna smoke Cortez. But it's like, listen, it's like, so everybody has their way, but
mm-hmm.
when you're on the come up, you can't downplay niggas, especially niggas that's in what PGs, so such a crucible. Because what happens if they become?
I didn't
the
like
next
that
nigga?
Comment, like you a crucible
like,
nigga, because it's like right, like you're saying,
you
rep
an NWX nigga, and you're a fan, bro. It's so much shit. I always was mad about that. Ask her. I used to be like, yo, I don't understand why this nigga is repping NWX, bro, and this nigga is like. Bro, who is you, my nigga? What are you doing? Yo, I'm pissed. And then she Joe is shit. Like,
right.
Yo, I'm gun titles and all that. What? What? Like, be Anwar and Rita, bro. You don't have to be NWX and gun. Y'all don't have to be Joe off people waves to become.
You don't.
Some, you mean become your own wave. Niggas respect authenticity, bro.
They do.
They don't risk them saying. And niggas is already saying, yo, you know, y'all got your wave off champions and champion trickle down to that and all that. Mm-hmm. Become your own wave. Become your own person. That, you mean? Like, bro, that shit, that to me is weird, cuz. is weird.
They're just happy to be
here. You know what I'm saying? And Philly niggas don't be dick eating people. I mean, we got a few, but that consent of the majority of the niggas, like, we don't like that shit, bro. Like, you would never hear a nigga. I mean, like, come on, bro. Like, that shit different, bro. It's just different. Tighten the fuck up, dog. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you just have to. Now, the only thing I will say about is that is this. I feel like that you still have to come outside. So, I mean, it is bloggers that, you know, don't come to events no more. But what I will say to that is they done put in their work. Angry Fan came to Philly to host when I battled Swave. That was in 2013. Like, the nigga been outside. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple blogs. Henny Man's always out there. But see, they done put in the work. But Henny Man done had a league, and before, you know what I mean? And he battled rap. He done, like, niggas done put in the work, like,
Samori Sykes, he questions that often.
Yo, I don't know, because he don't act like
he always says
Philly.
He's not from there.
I be like, yo, I just don't see it. Now, Rita, for sure.
Yeah, Rita's accent is heavy.
Like, Rita is, you mean, like, yo, yeah. So, like, that is, but you know what I'm saying?
But
him
what
is
he
like,
was saying was, like, did we all put, like, real work in?
So, he didn't put in the work yet. So for him to say that he outside, you have to be outside, bro. Because these niggas already done put in the work. These niggas done been to the events years ago, done put the battles together, done did radio show for years and years and been keeping niggas entertained for years. You just started. You have to be outside.
He just said he thought it was from York.
You dig what I'm saying?
Here go knowledge. Why would you guys say if he never asked me not to put it out? I've been doing this for a long time, made plenty of mistakes, and I own with everything I do. He said that. He
N-word
asked you
said,
not to put it out.
He said
he asked
you
that.
If he never asked me to put
oh,
it out.
Oh, if he
oh,
did not say he's
say?
Lying.
Then I'd be letting him
say
him
he's
packing
lying.
The fuck up if
he would
never,
be packed
so,
up.
Listen,
he
so
said
now,
because
I said that to her before we came on. I said, mm-hmm. Or he can be lying. Because one thing about me is like this. We're going to keep it real, and we're going to believe a nigga until we don't believe a nigga. But don't. Niggas can't piss on me and call it rain, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas tell the truth.
Trap said he isn't lying. So who's lying? Anwar said that he asked you not to put the video up.
Battle Rap Trap said he not lying.
And
bro.
We're saying that it wasn't honorable of you to post a video like that, knowing they look
wait,
saucy like
oh,
that.
Hold on. Let's get to the middle of it. Hey, yo, Battle Rap Trap, if you could call in, bro.
Anybody could call in. The number's up there on the screen.
Hey, hold up. Hey, yo, knowledge. Battle Rap Trap, call in, please. The number is 914-205-5667. It's got a city radio. You know what I'm saying? It's a lesson in every bar.
I got love for knowledge, too. I'm just keeping it a thousand.
I fuck with knowledge. Listen, I was saying if he told you and you still put it out, I was saying use a piece of shit, dog. You dig what I'm saying?
And I was saying I would have never put it out because
right.
They look bad.
But I was saying if he's lying, then you did what you were supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm waiting on y'all. I'm waiting on y'all to call
in. Did they
say
they was calling? I'm goddamn hungry, and now this is what y'all gonna do? I knew I didn't want to.
Already in the
oven. Oh, you
bought
it from the Spanish
place, I got the
right?
Spanish food. That shit up there. You don't even gotta cook. Mm. I don't got enough knowledge on the situation to call in. Well, I was talking about Battle Rap Trap or Knowledge.
I mean,
we with the shits. We got not 98. We need two more to go platinum. Can I get two more, man? Yo, the number ain't working, somebody said. Hold on.
It says 44 minutes left.
205-5667.
What's the one there?
Maybe you put it wrong.
5667. Is it 914?
205-566-914-205.
Yeah,
it's
them. It's them. That's
yeah.
The right number. That's somebody right
that's
there.
Somebody.
Oh, yo. Oh, turn your TV down or your phone. I mean, whatever you're listening to YouTube on. It's echoing.
Yeah, I hear the echo.
Oh, you can hear me now?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah.
What's going on, people? Shout out to Booker. It's Lowkey Nino 23.
Yo.
What's up?
What's going on?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I feel about
this.
with you. How y'all said it, I agree 1,000%. He should have never put it out. That's your man. That's your coworker. If y'all been in the same line of business and all of that, I would have never put that out because it looked crazy. Even if
right.
you didn't ask me to do it, that's it looked shady to me.
That's what I think we got better rap trap on the line. That's what that's what she was saying though. She was just really saying her integrity just wouldn't allow her to put it out, period. Because once you see the video, mm-hmm. you see that he's drunk, she's drunk, and what can be displayed on that video is what making me do this video like right now. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just like
yeah,
crazy. But if I can be objective for 1 second, bro, is
mm-hmm.
maybe that this needed to happen, though, so she can tighten the fuck up, cuz. Because if she was that Joe that one time, that wasn't the only time that she was Joe around motherfuckers. Now she's getting the backlash like, yo, if that's your nigga, like, if that's your nigga, she you need to be in pocket all the time. You don't need to be that Joe. So if that's what this took for her to tighten the fuck up, then I'm cool with it. Because she needs to carry herself respectfully, bro. Because anything that she gets called now is because you looking crazy. You dig what I'm saying?
I agree 1,000%. No, I agree 1,000%. I get your objectiveness. But you shouldn't have to put certain people on blast. Like, did you have a conversation behind the scenes with them? Did you show them the video afterwards? Did you say, yo, let me show you this girl looking crazy on here. Do you want me to put it out? I can't have
right.
nobody around me doing shit like that. You feel me? I understand exactly what you're saying. It's like a wake-up call. But you
right,
don't always
right,
get
right,
that
right.
wake-up call from certain people, though. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Nah, I
well,
get that. I ain't going to hold up your time, man. Salute to y'all.
You
bro.
Already
I like
know,
everything y'all doing, man.
I appreciate you, bro. You hear me?
Yeah, love.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We got 917-88.
Yep.
What joint is you calling in from? Trey.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh, Easy. What's good, baby?
What's up with you, Wall?
But yo, man, I'm Stack P in the comments, man. I'm the one who said the number wasn't working, man. I'm watching y'all shit on my other phone. Salute to you.
Right.
Salute to dude. You made me a fan, man. I fuck with you. I just wanted to call and say that, man.
I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate
no
you,
doubt.
Man.
Nah, no doubt. No, I'm in York, man. So you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm down the road, baby.
Okay.
Wow,
okay. Right. Right.
Shout out to York County.
I'm tuned in. Nah, I'm not from York. I'm from Yonkers. I got my area code too.
Okay. That's even. That's like both worlds. New
right,
York
right,
and NPA.
Right.
That's what's up.
Right.
Yeah. Nah, salute. I fuck with y'all though. I'm tuned in. I'm subscribed to the channel. Now I'm saying
thank
I follow
you,
bro. You made me a fan, man. I fuck with you, man.
Word up. I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you.
Nah, no doubt. No doubt. I'm going to keep tuning in and let y'all do what y'all doing and keep watching. I got y'all on my other screen.
Right,
thank
all
you.
Right.
All right.
So we got 667. Is we going to talk about, do y'all think Rita was out of pocket? Do y'all think N-word was me? Like, talk with me. Am I wrong or no?
Nah, Easy, I don't think you're wrong, yo.
All right, hold on for yeah, 1 minute, bro. I got to put you on hold because Battle Rap Trap called. I'm going to get you right back on, so give me 1 minute, bro. 1 minute. Yo, Trap.
Yo, you can hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can, sir. How you doing, first and foremost? Hope the family is safe, good brother. Are you okay?
Man, I'm just enjoying one of my favorite YouTube channels, my nigga.
Oh, I appreciate it, my nigga. Oh, man. I appreciate it. You hear me? Baby, I appreciate it.
Thank
you. Well, listen, man, we got knowledge said that, you know, what if it's a possibility that he said that he never told him to not put it out?
I mean, with full respect to knowledge, because me and my man never had no issues or nothing, but I know for a fact that Anwar asked him to, I was the one who, I don't know how much y'all looked at the video, but at the end of the first one, you'll see me pulling, trying to pull Anwar out because I
right.
knew this shit was going to get to this point. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? So the next morning, me and Anwar had a talk, and I know for a fact he hit knowledge and asked him, and I also know for a fact that he hit him again, and he hit knowledge to ask him to not put out his footage, then hit
right.
knowledge again to ask him to not put out Rita's footage. And
okay.
it's text message proof of the second one. I don't want them to put that out there like Anwar needs to put out the proof, but I know for
right,
a fact
right.
that I seen it with my I seen it with my own eyes. I mean, so knowledge may have completely forgot because he was getting lit with us. It wasn't just us getting lit. He was getting lit
right.
with us, so he very well could have forgot that he said that. But if he forgot, that's the best case of forgetting of all time because that nigga put out 3 videos.
The emoji faces was like,
the thumbnails was classic. The thumbnails was classic.
No. That was unprofessional because knowledge is an ultimate madness judge. It was messy. It was messy.
Yeah. Oh no. I'm not. Listen. My thing is this. I wish we could take the whole situation away, but if I just saw that one picture and there was no video or nothing to go with it, I would laugh my ass off.
Right.
But nah, yeah. So, and that's not me trying to drag knowledge because I fuck with knowledge. But yeah, I mean, at the same time, Anwar not here to defend himself, and I don't want the whole narrative to switch because I know for a fact that he did respectfully request knowledge not to put that out. I also, I also know it's a possibility maybe knowledge forgot about that when it was time to edit 100 videos from the weekend. So that's a conversation we need to have.
We not about to give knowledge that right there. If you telling me the proof that nigga knew what he was doing,
Hey,
he ain't forget nothing.
That's the part where I get out because I don't want to be so because I am so cool with Anwar. I don't want to feel like I'm overly caping for Anwar. That's a conversation that they need
to have.
Or something that and what I need to say. Yeah, I mean, I'm going whole through the maybe
right,
it's the reason why knowledge. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the whole situation was crazy, but I will say we went out there for Rita's birthday. We dropped Black off at the hotel. It was like, fuck it, we don't want to turn down yet. We was out there for like 45 minutes before, to an hour before the cameras came on. And Anwar Ryder was talking shit for real. And they always talk shit, so I recorded. Yeah, I mean, like, that's our little gang. I mean, me, Ryder, Anwar, Rita. Like, I mean, like, they pull up, they come to Maryland, we share all that. So they start talking shit, so I'm recording that. Knowledge walked up with the camera, and it turned into a joning contest, a bidding contest, whatever you have. Chess wasn't necessarily involved. If you look at the beginning, you can see Chess. Anwar said something to Chess, and Chess was like, man, like, I really don't want to do this to you. And then he did the We Go Hard shit, and it went up from there. And then once Chess said the word battle truth, Anwar immediately got pissed. What? Battle Truth is like, yeah, I mean, because we know what Battle Truth do. He get under nigga's skin, man. So if you ignoring the nigga for so long and then a top tier battle rapper mentioned the nigga's name ahead of yours, now he losing all track of logic. He twisted. He said the wrong shit. You know what I mean? What Rita did when I pulled Anwar at the end of the first round, I pulled Anwar. She was trying to hop in the camera and keep Anwar off the joint from saying something crazy. And that was her job. That was her job for the rest of the time. Now, the B-Magic Rita shit, I didn't even witness that shit happen. I'm right there, and I didn't even witness that. So it must have happened so quick. That shit,
right.
You know, it comes off as inappropriate. And made like, dude, I understand you would take the ghetto approach and say, nigga, get the fuck off me. Get the fuck out of my face with that. But I will say Rita did acknowledge, nigga, my butt ain't touching you. But that
right.
somebody should have walked away after that or whatever, however that worked. But yeah, I mean, she said multiple times.
I was saying that she need the because of perception. You know what I'm saying? Like,
people would take it like,
oh, you've been too nice. You already drunk. You're already closed.
Yeah.
Like, we already know the ways a woman is going to,
it's going to be bad. But when we get to the point where we already drunk, thinking about perception is out the window. Niggas is really just out there. And I seen, I saw somebody who said on Twitter that said, what if they just that comfortable in their relationship?
For me being
around them often, niggas like, yo, Henny Man hit Rita. And that couldn't be further from the truth. I never even looked at her like that.
Because people were saying,
I touch on everything, like, for real, because we'll do a blog in my house. My baby mother lives 2 doors down from me. She'll watch us shoot the whole blog because she's not on camera. They're like, look at Henny Man and read his body language. It's before the situation. They've been waiting for these people to get into anything that they can criticize drastically and over, you know, magnify. So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just hate. So some of the criticism is right because Anwar spoke too soon, and usually he not that guy. Usually he the troll, not the one getting trolled.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he spoke too soon.
I want to ask you something, bro. You know, I'm talking to, you know, one street nigga. You know, me and you got like the same type of mind frame. All right, I don't know how you can see me when I'm going through beef or I'm arguing with a guy or nothing. Like, my rule here is she don't get involved in that shit. I don't want you to get in the middle of that shit. I don't want you to be like telling me like, yo, babe, stop, because I don't want her to be the target. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's like, I mean, that's absolute. I've definitely had to tell a female about. No situation is gonna help from the female.
Right.
No situation is gonna be made better by the female getting involved.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because now I gotta focus on you and make sure you good.
Right.
Now I gotta focus on the enemy and make sure I'm good.
Man, I can't even help in no situation like that.
Blaming.
Yeah, but I think that was a different situation in the fact that what she was trying to do was misdirect. So once the camera's on and while he's saying too much, if I pull him over, come talk to me.
She was trying to save her man. I wanted to make another point to you guys. Look, I'm a big advocate as run your media the way you want to run your media. I believe in that shit. I went to school for this shit. I'm just saying for me, I wouldn't have put the video out because I know how things can go. Knowledge is within his right to put out whatever he wants as long as they're in front of his camera. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Acknowledge if you call it, then come on, bro.
I was just saying that with the URL shit.
Yeah, this is the thing. Of course you run your media how you run your media, but if you're asked and you say you're not going to put it out, you probably shouldn't put it out.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's several things. That's why I agree with dude when I say it's so much shit that either somebody asked me to not to put out or I just knew automatically. Just everybody look at this person. And I'm talking about, I can't even count on two hands. Both my hands would be filled up, and I start counting on my toes the amount of shit that I didn't put out to avoid somebody looking bad. I got the beginning of this situation right here. I could have been put it out, but I'm like, it opened a door that I don't want open. And now all these drinks came out anyway. And well, I asked him not to put it out, so I said, well, I'm not going to put out the beginning either.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I had it uploaded and everything. It's in the queue. I'm just not gonna make it public.
All right. So I feel like this. We can be mad at Knowledge for being a bad co-worker.
Mm-hmm.
But you, it's a phrase I tell like my son and my brothers. I say, hey, yo, the streets has to eat, bro. So if you're not friends, close with these niggas, you can never underestimate a nigga's hand. This is chess. This is not checkers. We are in a bigger stage, in a bigger light. So, yeah, the fans is right.
Let's get this clear, though. And, you know what I mean, once again, I'm not mad at Knowledge. I'm sure Anwar feels away, but that's between them two as men. You know what I mean? So I'm not mad at Knowledge. But your example, what you just said, now, the streets got to eat, but if I come to you and you know we not whatever on a certain report and I say, yo, can you not do this?
Right.
If the streets got to eat, you're going to say, nah, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, bro. I'm sorry that you in that situation, but I'm going to do it anyway. Or are you going to say, yeah, I got you, and then do it?
Yeah. No, I respect.
You got to do it like that.
Well, I got you.
Because, no, the whole, like, I'm not going to do it or I am going to do it. Because somebody called me with that before and they was like, don't put that up. I'm not entertainment. And I was like, well, I'm sorry. You did the interview. You know what I'm saying?
And you let them know straight up.
No, yeah, straight up. There was a conversation behind closed doors. But I said, like, you already agreed to it. Like, I asked. So it all depends on how you do the business. Like, their situation was like a behind-the-scenes moment.
Yo,
you know what I mean? So
appreciate the viewers and the fans.
And
we
like
platinum right now. We got Battle Rap,
like I
Trap,
said,
D.I. the Henny Man on the phone. Go subscribe.
Shout out to the Trapper.
Channel. I'm sure y'all already there.
Shout out
Make
to the Trapper.
Yeah, man. We are back.
But
like,
yeah,
yo,
I know Anwar can't say a lot because he does represent Champion, and that is the biggest podcast platform or how whatever media words you want to use for Champion. So it's not too much he could say because the situation really needs to die down. publicly at least.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
So,
but I don't
y'all don't give a fuck. It's like y'all don't care. I don't care. I can say whatever I want. Yeah, I mean, like,
he's gonna be over this by tomorrow. Somebody's gonna like do something way bigger than this.
Norm is Saturday.
Right. And you don't know, Norm Saturday. It's a wreck. You know what I'm saying?
We all gonna be in the same building. I'm sure. How about this? This is what I'm sure of. I'm sure that Knowledge is gonna at some point talk to Anwar, realize that he was asked not to put that out, and apologize. They'll move on from it. The culture gonna move on from it, and Anwar and Rita will have learned a lesson about perception from it.
Right.
I'm 100% sure of all of those things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And everybody gonna move on. The culture gonna move on.
You mean if this nigga really did tell him, though, the most honorable thing to do would be take that shit down or put it
take
on private.
Take
know,
it down.
Apologize. Be like, yo, my fault. You did tell me. I mean, it's out now. People know, but don't keep it up, though. You dig what I'm saying?
Take it down.
You
know
what I mean? Even right now.
He
like,
got a whole, out of all three of the videos, he got 100K off that shit already. Every blogger done already took their clips they want. Yeah, I mean, so it's like, yeah, I agree. But if that's what they decide, then do that. Yeah, I mean, let's find some type of compromise in the situation. But that's for them 2 men to decide, because I can't speak up for Anwar, and I'm sure he's not afraid to speak up for himself when they do get to talk. Yeah, I mean,
right. But she definitely became a bar. She will be in Nome somewhere. You dig what I'm saying? Yes, she will. Yes, she will. And track. Yes, she will.
I'm trying to think of who freestyle. I'm dead at. I'm trying to think of who freestyle. Like who the quickest on their feet.
Jada Nightwing first, Fawn.
Well, one of them should do it. Jada Nightwing or Fawn should do it.
That'll be fire. Because she got to dress that.
I mean, now we talking about battle rap, and it's inevitable. It's inevitable that will be a bar. Yeah, hell yeah.
Because it will be. Like, you guys Anwar just had an argument with one of the biggest and youngest stars in battle rap.
Yeah,
and then
Yo, Chess was cooking him. Trap, next time, you got to stop that shit.
Yo, Rita, you got to be on point.
But I did. Yo, look at the end of part one. That was my arm grabbing Anwar and pulling him out of the camera's view. You know what I mean? And then Rita walking up. And Anwar, but this is the thing that people don't understand. Anwar, I mean, y'all seen him in person. Not about drunk. He just be having fun, though. He don't be thinking that people going to take this shit so seriously. He just be out there having fun. Like, and so maybe that's a little, a little green of him, a little naive. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, he just out here having fun. And if you take that away, the fact that he can have fun in the battle rap culture, he probably wouldn't want to be a part of it at all. And that's the sad part. You know what I mean?
This shit dark.
Somebody said my sister made me dad is of Anwar.
Listen, we all know Anwar.
Hey, yo, if your sister made me dad Anwar, call up. I think
niggas like Anwar be like secretly having hands.
No, he possibly.
I really feel like.
And that's another thing. Hey, hold up. Let me get something clear. Let me get something clear for the public real quick. This nigga Anwar knows karate, jujitsu. Hey, this nigga's black belted for real. If somebody really think they're going to run up on him drunk or not, the boy is dangerous.
These niggas don't care. He looks like a kung fu nigga. Them niggas don't value him. They want some other type of mental way.
Drunk or not, sleep on him if you want to, man. You know what I mean?
I was about to say that, though, Henny. I said, yo, he's too laid back. He the type of nigga that really put you out. Like, you mean you try and fuck with him?
Yeah, don't
I believe him. I was like, you know karate. He said, yeah. I said, so what if I did this, what would you do? I swung my arm out. This nigga bit me up like a fucking pretzel. I said, listen, get the fuck off me.
All right, so listen, the only thing I want to say is this. I just think this. I think that they should control their liquor a little better, especially when you're in that type of setting. If you want
to tell them how we be when we be drunk.
You wanna, listen, Hold on. If you want to turn up, if you want to turn up, that's fine turning up. But turn up in a personal setting. I know you and Anwar is cool, so you got to do that shit around niggas like battle rap trap, like motherfuckers who don't have no agenda. Because a lot of people in battle rap has an agenda. That's bottom
that
line.
That right there. That's every, key.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Another thing is we learned, and especially she learned, everybody is not your fucking friend, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody ain't your friend. You know what I mean? So, like, things that you do, I would say perception-wise, is such... is. See, people just say perception is big in battle rap. It's big in life, bro. Like, mm-hmm. perception can break you or make you sometimes. You dig what I'm saying?
No, so that's a fact. That's why angles are so important in battle rap. That shit could
right.
win or lose for those situations.
Right. So it's just like, you know... as a couple, as a battle rep couple, I go out, I represent Du. When Du go out, she will represent me. I know that if I go out and do anything remotely close to anything and somebody that's friends with Du, they're going to inbox her and vice versa. That's I try to tell her anything that you do that seems wrong. And I'm talking about, Henny, I'm talking about posts, pictures that might be a little too sexual. I don't let her post it because anything... we already know what we signed up for. We signed up for everybody's attention to be on us. You know what I'm saying? So now, anything that you do, especially Ultimate Madness, it was people under the champion joint was like, who is his girl? You dig what I'm saying? Like, because everybody...
Well, it's a lot of people that don't even know that they're together. So I'm like, B-Magic, I honestly don't think that he even knew that Anwar and Rita were together.
I don't think he did either.
Yeah.
But that's a
problem. People not taking that into consideration. That's definitely a problem. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I don't think people knew that. People looking at it like, yeah, he blatantly disrespecting Anwar in front of. I don't think that he would have said your booty on me if he knew that Anwar was his girl or that however the fuck Anwar was her man.
I agree.
You know what I mean? But as far as what you just said, Easy, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody run their relationship different, though, bro. Like, the way you run yours, you on your strong alpha male street nigga shit, and I respect it. But some people, you know what I mean, want to give their female more, you know what I mean, wiggle room in the situation. And maybe that works for them for whatever dynamic they got going on.
I was saying that who are we don't know if Anwar is, like, super fine with Rita. If she's like, look, that didn't go down like that and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, fine, I believe you, and moved on from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to address everything. He didn't have to address this. He doesn't have to pay this shit any mind, really, because battle rap is going to forget about this shit. They really don't give a fuck. Just sipping tea and just taking in the bullshit because this culture thrives on negativity.
Well,
so,
I would say that I agree with you. I mean, niggas definitely could run they, you know, and I know niggas who be letting they girl do a little extra shit, but when you allow that, then you allow situations like this. So if he's cool
it might open the door for shit like this, and I understand that. But I mean, this is the thing: if you overrun your girl too much, she might find a way to sneak out that back door on your motherfucking ass too. So it works both ways.
Listen, you're right. It does work both ways, but I'd rather go out like that. You gotta be sneaky. Be sneaky. Find a way to get around with it. But when we in public, you gotta represent your nigga, and that's vice versa. It's not a gender thing. It should be vice versa.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But
but this is what I got. With y'all situation, you've been around. Yeah, you know I mean? So y'all really kind of grew up in the situation separately, but y'all ended up being together with the knowledge that y'all already have obtained. They learning all of this together. So this situation right here is something to learn from. Yeah, you know I mean? Even like little things where it's like everybody's not your friend. Now
we passed
do that.
This class,
or,
we graduated this class. This thing that they going through, they'll be all right.
We would have never been in this
class. No, of course I wouldn't have never been in this class. Because
but the thing about it, before the videos dropped, they had already decided to be more reserved and all that. I mean, so it's like...
I'm sorry, go ahead, honey.
I said before the situation happened, they had already decided to be more reserved and to themselves anyway. So the videos didn't have to drop for them to learn the lesson.
Okay.
It's like once you get to the point where you gotta ask for shit to get deleted, it's like maybe we should change something.
Right. Well, I mean, as long as it don't happen again, you cool. But you know how battle rap is, man. That them niggas talk about JC now.
Y'all gotta
stop 2 years ago.
Cutting up on Anwar. Just because he's responding the way he's responding doesn't make him any less of a man. He just doesn't handle things the way y'all handle things. Everybody don't gotta handle things.
And then it gets to a point where, like, it's not always about insecurity, but it's like, why y'all want to force y'all insecurities on him? If he's not insecure like that, don't try to make him insecure like that.
It doesn't even mean anything that he didn't say anything. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're just, like, talking about because it's trending and, you know, there's certain aspects of it that we feel like could have went the other way. But as far as the way he's responding...
These niggas out there, these comment niggas, they want niggas to think, yo, and was that, like, they want him to beat her or some shit. Like, yo, what do y'all niggas want him to do right now?
We're not promoting that.
No, of course not. I'm definitely not talking about y'all, but, yeah, y'all know what I'm saying.
Hey, shut up. No, we do not. We don't get domestic. We are a peaceful goddamn couple. I like that sage. And everything will be all right. And I cook. And everything will be all right. And I like the sage.
I mean,
I hope
this shit ends soon, man. And let everybody get back to battle rap. Yeah, you know I mean, none of it necessarily got nothing to do with me. I'm really, as a battle rap fan, I'm enjoying all this shit. Yeah, I mean, all the little, you know, funnies and all that shit. But as Anwar's homie, I hate to see him having to go through the part that he has to get over regardless. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get over. You got to get over. And
but I
had to get over the shit. I had to get over it 2 weeks ago. Everybody calling me twerk bias and shit. Niggas trying to get me fired and shit. You know what I mean? I had to go through this shit 2 weeks ago. Culture just hate who they hate and then they move on.
I was just saying it earlier. I don't know if you was here. I said in battle rap, if you get to a certain level, we all have that turn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard you. Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was going to happen. If this wasn't going to be the one, something else was going to happen. You dig what I'm saying? Like, because they got to tear. You got to, you know what I mean? And plus,
being that they're on Champion. And everybody's, like, so critical about how they got there, which really doesn't matter. It's like they can't wait to, like, tear them up just because of that, too.
We could be honest because this doesn't apply to y'all, but we know a lot of these people are just hating, like, literally hating. Like they were just waiting for a valid reason to show they hate. They've been hating, and they just waiting for a valid reason to show it. You know what I mean?
For some shit. Motherfuckers. For some shit to pop off and they come to you with all, I've been in shock sometimes, like, this feels like built up animosity. Like, what do we
really
have?
Do, because it is. It really is, man. Some of these niggas is really just hating. They hating because a nigga close to Jay Black or close to the top or maybe rose faster than them or maybe they feel like he's more popular than them and he doesn't deserve to be. But what you eat don't make me shit, man, at the end of the motherfucking day. So what that man do, you in your own lane. Y'all in your own, whatever y'all call y'all lane, it's that lane. Like, we got the streets. Like, y'all got y'all relationship thing, but y'all running in a more street type of way, whereas Anwar and Rita, they focus on Relationship Thursdays and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, everybody got their thing. Jay Black is professionalism. Angry Fan is angry. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everybody got their shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
well, I think that we all learned from this. This was a good lesson for, like, new media coming up, for women in battle rap. You know that we're going to be, like, critiqued harshly when they even think we're making any type of mistake. And you know, this is just shit that this is light. It's light work. It's light work, y'all. We just wanted to talk about it. I was talking about it. We wanted to get it off our chest. I met Rita before. She's a nice girl.
I do want to say this, though. Yeah, don't break, though, my nigga. It's just trolls. Motherfuckers just trolls You know what I mean? Like, I got trolled, she got trolled, and it be some shit in there that, you know, niggas just comment, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But, you mean, don't let that shit affect the crib if you
That's
know what's up. You dig what I'm saying? Like, because it's just bad.
Hey, he beeping in on me right now. I'm going to holler at y'all. I'm going to holler at this nigga real quick.
All right.
All right, salute.
Later. All right, guys.
I wanted that nigga to, I wanted him to tray weight that nigga.
Anwar, we got to do a motherfucking, we got to do an interview.
Anwar, call up, cuz. I know you watching, niggas. I didn't say it.
Listen, y'all, don't take the hate comments so personal, because people are hating on them. Like, that's a fact.
I mean, it's people hating, but you know what I'm saying?
Come
Listen,
on.
I believe Trey. I think, you know what I mean, because Knowledge could have called, then he could have said his piece. He ain't called Len, so you mean, like, so you know that to me, you know, And then Trap said he seen the text messages and all that. So, all right, like, I will say this.
Text messages is receipt.
Right. So the final judgment is like this.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like niggas got to tighten up in public. I still feel like that people represents each other. Y'all gonna be a couple in this motherfucking industry or culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I feel like niggas is wolves. Females is wolves. So if somebody really try and get at whoever they try and get at, they gonna try to get at. Y'all gotta be stern. Y'all gotta show no, you know what I mean? Like, nothing can break or penetrate. Nothing.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? That's bottom line. You know what I mean? Stay out these battle rappers' faces.
Right.
If you're not doing no interviews, there's no need to be near these niggas unless you want to go take a picture or whatever, and that might be fine here and there, as long as Anwar know. And that's bottom line, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So it's like, somebody said prayers to Anwar and all that, but you know what I mean? We gonna wrap this shit up in like 5 minutes, so if y'all wanna call in to whatever, to be saying y'all peace, because, you know, I mean, then...
I don't think
that,
Black's
gonna
speak on this situation,
no,
because
it's not
a
he
big
don't need
deal.
To speak
yeah,
on. He don't need to speak on.
It's nothing
you
to talk about, honestly. We
yeah,
just talking because.
Yeah, man, just tighten the fuck up, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? All you gotta do is tighten up.
Mr. and Mrs. Johnson said they tried to call in.
I think he hung up because
do we still the line should still be open?
No,
though.
He hung up because. I told him I was gonna put him on hold, right?
Oh,
hold,
okay.
Man,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, J Doc, call in. Yo, this nigga said his sister, baby dad is N-word.
Yo, that's hilarious.
That shit funny as shit.
2-1 Fonz, but Easy went crazy.
Who's
I got Easy 2-1 first and third. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. I do have you all three rounds.
You
know,
up on
no,
me?
I never changed up on you, but I let them get the second. I let them have
you
the
let
second.
Them convince you to let
no,
them get the second. Oh, damn, man.
Y'all get out. Don't be coming on my. Don't be coming. Talking about no Fars. Fuck Fars. Nah, but I don't know who I got winning Fonz versus Jay tonight.
I ain't gonna tell we gonna
that's even
though
that's gonna never blow. That's gonna blow.
Yeah, man.
I got a opinion.
I won that, man. I'm about to check the little call joint again. Ain't nobody called and all of that. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Yeah, I won that joint. Maybe he should call Twerk and ask him how to get out of this. Easy, one of my favorites, though. I appreciate everybody tuning in. I appreciate if y'all fucking with me. Go follow me at Easy the Block Captain. I think what is Easy Block Cap.
Easy Block Cap.
Easy Block Cap. On mm-hmm. all social medias. Me and her just dropped a new single.
Mm-hmm.
It's called One Night. I dropped a new single called It Wasn't Me. It's
yep.
on all
it's fire.
Platforms. All y'all have to do is type in Easy the Block Captain.
Mm-hmm.
It will pop up.
Make sure you guys download the URL app and check out Easy the Block Captain on there. He is
undefeated.
It's documented.
Yeah.
It's history.
You know what I mean? Somebody said they just tried. Hold on.
It's everybody
not,
wants
there,
Easy and
there,
we
yeah.
don't see the call. Everybody wants Easy and Du versus Fetty and Shuni. Fetty and Shuni are my real life friends, and that is not going to happen.
I'll do it.
He'll do it, but he'll only do it for like a big giant bag. But those are my people.
No, not, I mean, I think Fetty said he'll do it.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's for the
and Fetty lost his brother. Condolences to my friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going through something right now, y'all. Blessings. But blessings to Fetty and his family.
And all that. Appreciate y'all coming through and all that. We won't get out of here. I got to work tomorrow and all that.
Me
I'm
too.
I'm still a regular nigga.
And I got to eat.
I'm on the grind still, too, man.
Hungry as shit. I got to.